This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail, Till, Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor sent you. We out you. Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 84. You heard that right, 1984. We're going to have another throwback to a wonderful year. Hope you guys enjoy it. But first, we got Miggity Mike the Mayor. What's going down?
ODB, what's going on? Airhead Nation, so good to be on and recording with you guys on this lovely day in Southwest Florida. Football season is here. I know a lot of the Airhead Nation could really care less. But Josh, hey, congrats on y'all's win today. I know you reached out to me. Carolina did it. The Bucks brought it home today. So, dude, football season's here. I'm loving it. Fantasy football kicked off. My team is kicking ass. So, it's a great day. Great day.
Hey, speaking of football, Mike, wife hit me up a little over a week ago. I was traveling for work. She said, hey, I can get some great deal on tickets. I said, let's do it. PJB, Maddie B, and ODB, we all went to Ray J this past weekend for, I think it was USF's home opener. It was they were undefeated going into the game. Of course, they were 1-0. We enjoyed, even though the day was super hot, we're sitting in the blazing sun there. Really no shade on either side at that time of the year and that time of the game. And we had a damn good time. The Bulls, what an unbelievable game. Two kickoffs in the same quarter. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw I posted that. It was a reshare from USF Bulls. But damn, 97 yards, Mike, and 98 yards in the same quarter. I was like, what?
Hell yeah, dude. I seen the highlights of it because I didn't get. I got home late. We went to a college seminar on Saturday for our daughter. And so we missed the first part of the football games on Saturday. But by the time I got home, I got to watch the highlights of the first half. And holy shit, dude, that was awesome. Especially the same guy in the same quarter. If I'm not mistaken, that has never happened before.
I can't imagine. And he may have even had three because at the very beginning, the initial kickoff, he started to break one. And I was like, man, could you imagine three same quarter? I was like, damn. But we had a good time. Now, speaking of this episode, 1984, as I mentioned, what an epic year. So I'm going to have a rundown on that year after Miggity Mike and I do our audio. But first, Mike, we have to give a quick moment of silence for Burt Reynolds. Telling you what, man, he was a living legend. And he's one of those guys, Mike, that when someone passes away and there's just nothing but good things to say about said person. He was another one of them. You saw, whether it be Hot Rod guys, whether it be C10 guys, just anybody that loved cars, grew up maybe in the 80s, loved some of the old movies. Man, dude, what a legend, man. And you know, we've lost another one.
Hell yeah, dude. The Bandit, Smokey and the Bandit, was one of my favorite movies of all time. And definitely will never forget the bird on the damn hood. I mean, how do you, man? You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, you know, the whole involvement with Florida State and that whole deal. So, you know, hey, rest in peace, brother.
No doubt about it. And then during my 1984 recap, I'll, of course, hit on one of his favorite movies from earlier in, you know, mid-80s, if you will. But I tell you, he definitely was a legend. You know, we tip our cap literally to the man, the myth, the legend. On my Lincoln Attic podcast page, the closest connection I have there, which is, you know, not very close, a few years ago, gosh, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago, I went out to Lincoln Land Inc., before I really knew Chris Dunn, and there was a car there that was in Cop and a Half. It was a 65 Lincoln. And, you know, I started building mine. I was thinking about buying one. Long story short, it was screen used, and I didn't end up purchasing it. Went to another guy in Orlando, but I thought that was pretty cool, so I posted that up. That was the connection to that movie that was filmed, I think, primarily in Tampa, if not all of it. That was the Cop and a Half movie. So, you know, again, tip our cap. Burt Reynolds, one of the greats, is gone.
Hell yeah, man. He definitely will be missed, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. Now, want to ensure and remind everyone to hit All Time Low or ATLmagazine.com. The fall issue is in full swing. I know that, you know, Rich and Beth continue to push the limits. They put out a great product. And for kind of a homegrown magazine, there's not one that's better out there. So make sure you support the Real Deal Holyfield. We're looking forward to that issue, Mike.
Oh, hell yeah. And don't forget, ATL, All Time Low Magazine, Rich, Beth, will be set up inside at Slamfest. And that issue you just spoke of will be available at Slamfest. So if you don't order it, make sure you stop in and see them at Slamfest. Tell them thanks for supporting the scene. Tell them thanks for coming down supporting Slamfest. And buy some swag. Help them out. Support them. And because they are definitely doing the damn thing, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. And one thing that I'll say is not on the rise is ladies, because ladies have always been on top of their game. Miggity Mike, episode 83. It's one for the books. Big ups to the women that came on to represent.
Hell yeah, dude. Absolutely killed it. Like I texted you, loved the episode, loved the interviews. And again, thanks, you know, to Morgan and the Caddy Queen, you know, Mrs. Vieira and the Caddy Queen for coming on our Lifestyle, the podcast, and just putting it down, man. They did a great job, and always love listening to those interviews from those girls.
You know it, Mike. And, you know, this episode, 84, it's going to pay nice homage to that awesome year, 1984. But looking ahead to this Friday, we've got Sean Cooley. Miggity Mike hits me up and says, yo, Jay, I know you're not on Facebook all the time. I know you may miss some of this. He's kind of my eyes and ears out there on Facebook. And Biggity Boom, he's got this epic trip around the U.S. I don't know much about it, so I think it's a fresh topic we bring to the Airhead Nation, Mike. And we find out a little bit about Mr. Cooley.
Oh, dude, I ain't even going to talk about it. We'll talk about it on the next episode. But it was definitely epic. That's for damn sure. He went from one coast to the other, and all in his bagged GMC. So definitely check out Friday's episode. And like we said before, guys, we ain't stopping, and we're gonna keep pumping these out. We took a little break, and hey, tomorrow's mini trucking motherfucking Monday. So y'all be ready for this one, and then we'll be back again on Friday.
Boom. So, Mike, I know, speaking of, you mentioned coast to coast, what you got, you know, a little bit of a weather report for our fans and homies and, you know, just humanity in general up on the East Coast, homie.
Well, dude, I tell you what, I've definitely become the weatherman because it definitely plays a big factor here in Florida. But hey, all you Airhead Nations and just everybody in general, the Carolinas, hunker down, man. You got this big motherfucker coming right for you guys. So we definitely are definitely thinking about you guys. We know exactly what you guys are thinking. We know exactly what you guys are going through, because damn it, we go through it every stinking year. So definitely thinking of you guys. Prayers are already going out because I know they've already declared the emergency up there. So hey, wishing you guys the best.
No doubt about it, man. So whatever weather app you use or whatever website, if you will, make sure you stay up. If you need to evacuate, get the hell out of harm's way. Nothing, cars, trucks, boats, planes, nothing is worth more than, you know, lives. So, you know, get out of the way, hunker down where you need to, and, you know, thoughts and prayers to all the families up there.
Oh, absolutely, because I know we got quite a few of them up there that definitely listen. You know, like our boy Jeff Giles, I know he's up that way. You know, dropping wares up that way. Josh Ellis, I know is up that way. Those are just the ones off the top of my head. I know there's more.
Yes.
All of them, we definitely are thinking about you guys. And we hope you guys, you know, we pray for you guys. Pray for the best for you guys up there.
Yep. Be safe. It's been another crazy weather year. So, you know, hopefully everyone will get through this one unscathed. So, Mike, as we kind of change the topic here, I did notice that Dave Schulman continues to leak out and post some really badass epic photos from Mach 1. If you get a chance, look up Dave Schulman. He's the jewelry guy, if you will, on Instagram. The one I saw earlier, Mike, damn, dude, I don't know that it gets any more epic than a photo like that.
Are you talking about all three of them where they're all lined up heading down the road?
Yeah, cruising shot. I'm like, what? You got one topless. You got the Ford had the windows down, I think, in the front. And then you had Badillac with the windows up. I mean, I was like, damn, dude, that's like a little too much to take in one photo, brother.
Dude, it was an epic photo, like you said, for sure. And just so you know, because I have been getting some questions, Dave Schulman will be at Slamfest. I haven't gotten the questions about Dave Schulman, but he kind of drives a pretty epic truck in the scene. And yes, that truck will be at Slamfest inside. I've had some people asking, and yes, it will. You will see this said truck, Mr. Topless. Do you know what truck I'm talking about, Jay? I can't think of the name of it. Can you help me out here?
I say West Side, but we all know it as Crew Cut. What?
Yes. So it will be at Slamfest. I have had some people private message me, hey, it's in Florida. Will it be? Of course, it's going to be at Slamfest if it's in Florida. So yes, all Airhead Nation, all you guys come out, check it out at Slamfest. If you haven't seen it in the past, you haven't seen it recently, definitely come out and check it out.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to throw this out there right now. Just thought of it as you're talking about the epic truck owned by Dave. Whoever takes the sickest photo, the most creative photo of Crew Cut, you have to tag us and mention us in the comments, but more importantly, tag us, because after so many posts, we can't always go back and see who mentions us. But tag us. You know, maybe it's a shirt with hammered weekend wear, like what I took at Scraping the Coast. Maybe it's something else that you take, but, you know, take something witty, take a cool photo, tag us. We love the hashtag Crew Cut with a K on the crew and a K on the cut. There's a lot of epic photos. I think there's over 100 now hashtagged, but definitely do that. And we'll throw a little care package together for you. I know there's some really good photographers out there. Me, I take most of my photos with the iPhone 10. It doesn't matter. Take something cool. Take something witty. Tag us, and we'll put together a little care package, Miggity Mike.
Hell yeah, and even better, let's step it up even a little bit more, Jay. Just come see you at Slamfest inside, and you can just hand it to them there at Slamfest. How about that, Jay?
Hells to the yeah, man. Let's just get it going right there. We'll be in there with, like, swimwear, and we'll be chilling at Slamfest, really doing it up. And, you know, if all the stars align, hopefully we'll have some new merch. If not, you know, it's not the end of the world. We will still be taking those orders. But, you know, much more to come on that very soon, Mike.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. We're definitely looking forward to it, because I'm telling you guys, you won't be disappointed when this one comes out. And just like Jay said, Airhead Nation, if you're out and about at a show, for example, this weekend, our boy Jason, Jason B, can't pronounce his last name, but it's Jason B from RA with his damn teal old school square body. Was down there at, from us, he was up there at Show Me Shake Up and won Best Paint. So congratulations, Jason. And guys, if y'all are in or around or at shows, tag us, Instagram, OLP, we'll reshare them, send them to us, whatever you want to do. And we'll help spread the word out there about these shows and your pictures. And let's get a big community of Airhead Nation. Let's put it out there and let everybody see these pictures.
Yes, sir. Now, next, the new show season kicked off, and I'm not talking about truck shows. Usually around September is when the TV season kicks off. I know a couple shows that stick out to me, Mike. You had Iron Resurrection. Love that show out there in Texas. You can easily tell that it's very successful because, you know, the production's been awesome. It's even stepped up more in the new season. Always enjoy that one. And then, of course, I mentioned the Mayan show. That had, I think, a big debut on FX. So if you're a fan of Sons of Anarchy or Kurt Sutter in general, boom, even Gemma had a little cameo in the first episode, Mike.
Well, I haven't watched that one, but I tell you one show that I'm more than pretty sure you're watching and you're checking out that I'm watching now. And, dude, Netflix original film. If you guys haven't, what do you think, Jay?
Dude,
you digging it?
Digging it.
I've never been a fan of Jason Bates before, but dude, he's killing it in this show. And I'm really digging this. The show's gonna be good.
Oh, the Ozark, right?
Ozark.
Yeah, but it's a good show, isn't it, Mike? And I think I'm trying. Remind me, is this season two?
This is season two right now. Yes, sir.
And I tell you what a wild ride it's been. I mean, I'm like, I don't know if I can keep watching another one. It's getting late, man. I got to get a little sleep. But, dude, it's an epic show, man. Netflix nailed it with this one.
Oh, no lie, because I stayed up till 1:30 last night and finished one. And I was like, holy shit, it's already 1:30. Can't get enough of that show, brother.
Yeah, brother. Well, those are a few shows we wanted to point out. Next, I did want to remind everyone, although All Time Low magazine, we'll continue to push it. We love it. I always tell people there are some national publications out there still. Street Trucks is one. We're looking to align with Chris Hamilton very soon. We gave him a big shout out on the last episode. The magazine continues to grow in terms of the pages, the content, the features. Really digging the magazine. It's really at an all-time high, in my opinion. So make sure you don't just support the small business, support also the bigger publications. Because when you spend money with those advertisers and you subscribe and maybe cop a couple extra issues on the newsstands, it really does help go all around. We know in this day and age, a lot of us are on Facebook and Instagram and different websites, but print media is still alive. It's thriving. And Mike, it's still on the rise, brother.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. But, hey, Jay, we got two shows that I want to go ahead and get some shout-outs to, and they're upcoming. Down for Dennis, Saturday, September 15th, Bluefield, West Virginia. Guys, it's for a good cause, and they've been posting the shit out of it. So make sure if you're in or around the West Virginia area, Down for Dennis, September 15th, go out, support, and have a damn good time, that's for sure. And then the last weekend of September, Bayou Showdown, our good friends Greg Miller and Sean Randall, Mr. Vanilla Ice himself, have teamed up, and they are putting on the biggest and best show in Louisiana, New Orleans, and it's going to be September 29th and 30th. So if you're in or around, or you feel like taking a damn weekend trip, make sure y'all go and check out Bayou Showdown.
Hails to the yeah, brother. It's going to be epic. And, you know, it's not hard to get behind someone like Sean Randall and the homie Greg Miller because they're good dudes. They rep the scene and they continue to, really support this whole thing, this thing of ours, Mike, the scene of ours, as I call it. So good stuff. You know, just a couple last things I was going to share. Eminem's Kamikaze earns the 9th number one album on the Billboard 200 chart. I edited the last episode and I realized I kind of left out. I talked a little bit about the whole Machine Gun Kelly thing. You know, there's been a little bit of bad blood there. So, you know, that was the main diss. And then, of course, Machine Gun, as I mentioned, he came back with his diss. Some people said he bodied him. Some people said, it was whack. It just depends. But, you know, that's what hip hop is. And as I mentioned and kind of wrapped up on the last episode, I do think that Eminem's at his best when he's raging against his ex or his mom, or in this case, the young rappers that are coming in trying to, you know, take over and topple the Eminem Shady Aftermath regime. So, you know, it's all in good fun at the end of the day, as long as no one's getting killed, Mike. You know, I think hip hop is, you know, is going to keep on going. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know it, brother. Absolutely. You know it. And with this episode winding down, Mini Trucking Motherfucking Monday, I want to give a shout out real quick, Jay. Matt Middleton, from Vertical Challenge, hit me up and was trying to FaceTime me. Well, I'm in the middle of the damn sports bar going crazy because the Bucks are freaking kicking ass at the time, and the phone reception was no good in there anyway. So he wanted to show me his S10. Well, Matt, I seen your S10 over at Lucky Tramp Customs. They just painted the damn thing, and you want to talk about something. They got flake for days on this damn S10.
Days.
Mad props, brother. It is definitely flaked out. I love the orange, and I do have to say that's pretty damn close to the damn Tahoe color. Mad props, brother. I'm loving it. I'm digging the orange. So sorry I didn't connect with you earlier, but I did see it, and it looks killer, man. Look forward to seeing it at Slamfest.
Yeah, brother, I tell you what, it did look good, and I even I shared it onto our story. So that's another outlet that we have. Sometimes our story gets hundreds and hundreds of views. So big ups to the crew out there holding it down in FL for Florida. You know, big ups. Last couple things, check out Mike Miller Photography on Instagram. He had his work displayed at an art show in California. He's truly one of the greatest hip-hop photographers of all time. I even shared a photo of his not too long ago of Ice-T sitting with some badass rides in the background. Ice-T, the man, the myth, the legend, he even liked the photo. But we're hoping to have Mike Miller Photography, or Mike Miller in general, on the podcast. I think it would be epic. He has a lot of photos that tie into vehicles and cars and lowriders. I've mentioned that in the past. Mike, Apple has an announcement on deck for September 12th. So obviously, if you follow any of the tech websites, you know that there's a big announcement every September. We'll see what they bring to the forefront. And then, you know, last but not least, I did want to hit on just a couple iTunes ratings here. Thank you, everyone. We're up to 90 ratings now, which is just awesome. We're going to go through about six of them here, and then we will pick up on the next six afterwards. So give or take, let's go through a few. We have Glass MNY. So you guys kill it on every episode. I have a 45-minute commute to and from work, always replaying episodes because the radio plays Chris app. Y'all make my drive enjoyable. Keep the pedal stomped and keep up the good work. Bobby Glass Money. I don't believe I've read that one prior. Next, we got Dragon 407. I wonder who this is. He's on Instagram, the homie. Just want to say I look forward to new episodes every week. I love hearing about the raw history of the scene. Keep it up. With the crazy emoji. What up, dog? We've got UDRM69. Love those guys. Show. I've been out of the scene for a minute, but listening to the podcast makes me want to jump back in quick. Boom, dude. Loving it. Now, this one might be a little partial. Slamfest Mike. Love these guys. Doing it for the scene and loving life. Jason loves warm hugs. Mike loves to talk. They're living the dream. I don't know, man. Someone might be trolling us. And there's the kissy emoji in there, so I don't know about that. You know what I mean? So a couple more. AA, and then tons of pluses. Five star again. This is Jose Reyes, 75. Awesome podcast. I'm always looking forward to the next episode. Best podcast for the scene. This one's by Chevy. After listening to your podcast, I have so much more respect for the trucks and the builders. Thank you so much. And then the last one, Mike, that I'll read this go around is Z-Man 4523. Best podcast, period. If you're into mini truck scene at all, you need to be listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast. Those bring us up through August 27th of this year. We'll to pick up on August 28th and move ahead from there. But Mike, 90? Who would have ever thunk it? We continue to be on the rise, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. Would definitely, for sure. And man, mad props to everybody for taking the time and sending in all those. We definitely appreciate it. We appreciate the good words. Dude, we love doing what we're doing. We love being a part of this whole damn lifestyle. That's why we call it Our Lifestyle, the podcast. So guys, mad props. We appreciate it. And with that being said, Airhead Nation, live low,
peace.
Hey, this is Christina Ceremi, the Caddy Queen, and you're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast. Please check out hammeredweekendwear.com. Check out all of their designs, and my personal favorite is the Caddyfornia.
Yo, yo. So, hey, Miggity Mike, the mayor, and I just introed this episode, and here we go. This is my rundown of the year 1984 that ties in perfectly to this episode. So, first off, I want to say 1984, as I alluded, my favorite year ever. Why? I guess I was 5, about to turn 6 in November of that year. And when I think back to my childhood, 5 was probably the greatest year ever. I played Pee Wee baseball. My parents had a boat they would take to the big lakes around the area that we lived at. Hell, I had my entire life ahead of me. Damn, I cannot believe that next year marks the 35th anniversary of 1984. That's pretty insane how time flies. Now, 1984 was so epic for movies, really pop culture, that there actually is a movie that's going to be dropping very soon. And if you haven't checked this out, go on Instagram and type in Summer of 84 movie. So that's Summer of 84 movie or summerof84movie.com. Now, this movie is, by all accounts, going to be kind of like a throwback to, think of the Freddy Krueger movies, Nightmare on Elm Street, things like that. It is playing in select theaters. Can't wait till it's kind of widespread. There are some trailers out there, and you'll see on the cover art for this episode, we did bake in on the left side the Summer of 84 movie poster. Now, I do feel like more than likely, you know, the early 80s, mid 80s played a huge impact on many people. If you think of the Duffer Brothers, for anyone that loves Stranger Things, you'll know that it really kind of captures that era. And that show on Netflix is pretty badass overall. And what's funny, the Duffer Brothers, they were born on February 15th, 1984. And hell, they're really bringing it back with Stranger Things. But Summer of 84 is going to be pretty kick-ass, so check that out. Now, Joblo.com actually recently said about the Summer of 84 movie, it's an affectionate homage to 80s cinema. And I could not agree more. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the movie. So, why was 1984 so great? Was it George Orwell's book 1984 that was written and published, actually published in June of 1949? I don't know, but I tell you what, when you start looking up the year 1984, there's a ton of stuff that happened. I'll cover a few of those, well, a good bit of those items here. So, first and foremost, January 22nd of that year, right here in the Tampa Bay area, the Los Angeles Raiders defeat the Washington Redskins 38-9 to win the Super Bowl. Now, during that game, CBS, they ran Apple's iconic 1984 advertisement for the Macintosh personal computer. And, of course, Apple puts that Mac on sale 2 days later in the United States. Again, paying homage in the lower right corner of our cover art for this episode. That's the famous guy that's speaking on the screen to all of the people that are looking ahead in that ad. The Chicago White Sox defeat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-6 in the longest game in MLB history. It was 25 innings, totaling 8 hours and 6 minutes. I still don't think that that's been broken today. All right, June 6th of that year, Tetris is officially released in the Soviet Union on some weird-ass system you've never heard of course. June 12th of that year is one of the greatest NBA finals ever. The Celtics beat the Lakers in Game 7 to capture their 15th championship. Think about that for a minute. Some people talk about the greatest of all time. You know, the Packers have won tons of Super Bowls. Well, several Super Bowls, tons of national championships way before the Super Bowl. But damn, dude, the Celtics have tons of championships. July 27th, Metallica releases their second studio album, Ride the Lightning. And then July 28th to August 12th, the 84 Summer Olympics are held in Los Angeles, California. August 16th, John DeLorean's acquitted of all 8 charges of possessing and distributing drugs, cocaine to be exact. What's ironic about that, I think on the 83rd episode, I believe it was, I had mentioned how when he was arrested just a few days later, his car company that manufactured the DeLorean, of course, that folded. December 10th of 84, Cisco Systems is founded, and of course, they impact all of us now with you know, how we network at work with WebEx and things like that. In that same year, crack cocaine, the smokable form of the drug, is first introduced into LA and soon spreads, of course, across the United States. That's known as the crack epidemic. the Chrysler Corporation introduces the first vehicles to be officially labeled as minivans. You know, soccer moms would never be the same after that. So here's a few things that stick out from a music standpoint. Miggity Mike the Mayor, on the last episode, he mentioned Michael Jackson's scalp being burned. That was on January 27th, filming that Pepsi commercial. He was, of course, taken to the hospital. June 18th, at the climax of the Judas Priest concert at Madison Square Garden, the fans were ripping cushions and getting crazy. He actually was banned from Madison Square Garden for life over that incident. June 25th of 84, Prince releases his sixth album, Purple Rain, goes on to sell over 20 million copies. July 14th, Eddie Van Halen makes a special guest appearance at the concert by the Jacksons in Dallas, playing the guitar solo for Beat It live, which, of course, any fans know that he plays that riff. August 10th, Red Hot Chili Peppers released their debut album, self-titled The Red Hot Chili Peppers. September 2nd, Van Halen concludes its 1984 world tour with a show in Germany as part of the Monsters of Rock Festival. This would be the band's last concert with David Lee Roth as the lead singer until, what, 2007. That's insane. September 14th, the first annual MTV Music Video Awards are held in New York City. Various winners. The Cars take the highest prize of video of the year for You Might Think. Much attention is on Madonna, of course, with her controversial performance of her hit, Like a Virgin. She's rolling around on stage, getting crazy, grinding her crotch, doing all kinds of crazy shit. But hell, I mean, back in the day, I guess that was considered crazy. September 21st, believe it or not, the first compact disc, a.k.a. CD, manufacturing plant in North America opens in Terre Haute, Indiana. Now, CDs had previously been very expensive, and you would have to import them from Japan or West Germany. And did you know Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA is designated as the first CD ever made in the United States? December 31st, Def Leppard's drummer Rick Allen loses his arm in a car wreck. Yep, the last day of the year. Talk about bad luck. Now, hip-hop-wise, you had Run DMC release their self-titled album. Houdini releases Escape. The Fat Boys, again, self-titled album. Fat Boys, Treacherous 3 release an album. And what's crazy to me, although hip-hop is getting ready to turn 40, to me, 84 played a huge role in hip-hop. We'll talk about movies here in a minute, but when you think about the foundation that was laid in 84, I mean, in 85, I won't go into detail, but you basically have Run DMC that hits us with another album, Too Short debuts, LL Cool J hits us, another Fat Boy album, Mantronics, World Class Wrecking Crew, think Dr. Dre, UFTO, West Coast Crew, Schoolie D, and then Biggity Boom, Too Short hits us with another one in 85. So 84 really laid the foundation, in my opinion, for a lot to come. Now, this is where it gets really damn good. Movies in 1984. So I'll kind of run through these a little quicker. You had Footloose, Splash, Police Academy, Romancing the Stone. So, hey, Rob Zemeckis was on top of his game. That kind of helped him get in the door with Back to the Future. You had Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter. That was the fourth installment of the movie. Breakin', which also helped catapult, again, hip-hop to another level. Breakdancing, if you will. Everyone knows that classic movie. 16 Candles, Firestarter. So you had Drew Barrymore fresh off her E.T. role. The Natural, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Once Upon a Time in America. Beat Street, so this was all about hip-hop, breakdancing, DJing, you get it. Ghostbusters, Gremlins, The Karate Kid on June 22nd. What? Those were the good old days. Cannonball Run 2. Now, rest in peace, Burt Reynolds. You heard Mike and I talk about it. This was also directed by Hal Needham, who directed my favorite movie, 1986 Rad. The Never Ending Story, huge cult following there. The Revenge of the Nerds, Meatballs 2, Purple Rain, The Terminator, Christmas Story was actually re-released. I forgot to mention on the 83 episode, but essentially it was re-released in November of 84 in the movies. Supergirl, Beverly Hills Cops, and Dune. So a lot of classic movies. I don't know why, just 84 tends to stick out. I think when I think Ghostbusters, Gremlins, Karate Kid, all released in the summer of 84, boom, that was a blockbuster year. Now in sports, one crazy thing that sticks out to me is Sam Bowie was drafted before Michael Jordan in the NBA draft that year. Blows my mind. Most of you know Hakeem the Dream or Hakeem Olajuwon. He was drafted number one. But let's kind of go through a few more items here in terms of sports. You had the Super Bowl, which I mentioned. Walter Payton breaking Jim Brown's rushing record. That was in October of the year. You had the Orange Bowl. That was in 1983. The Hurricanes won over Nebraska Cornhuskers. Doug Flutie wins the Heisman. But then you also have the 84 college football season. Brigham Young Cougars win the national championship following their victory in the Holiday Bowl. World Series, Detroit Tigers win 4-1 over San Diego Padres. And here's a name that came up a few years ago, Donald Sterling, that freaking dirtbag. He relocated in 84 the San Diego Clippers to Los Angeles. We talked about the Celtics won 4-3 over the Los Angeles Lakers. And Hakeem the Dream being drafted number one. Okay, you also had the 84 Summer Olympics. That took place also in Los Angeles. A lot of stuff going on in LA that year. But USA wins the most medals, 174. And you may remember that Michael Jordan played on that Olympic team. Now, what was notable is they were not pros then. So what's kind of cool is Jordan won the gold, as a non-professional. And then he also won it with the true Dream Team later on. So whether it be MTV, the throwback movie coming, summer of 84, you had LL Cool J, you had MJ, Michael Jordan, you had the Apple commercial. Damn, you had a lot going on. Of course, as we move into the rest of the 80s, there's a ton more to talk about. But I think like all those movies, I probably called out about, 15, 20. There's definitely some classics that I'm sure that you've watched more than once, whether you be, a huge fan of something like Splash or Police Academy, Karate Kid, Cannonball Run 2. I mean, dude, lots of classics. With hip-hop, you had the West Coast coming out with Too Short, and he's still, if you think about it, all these years later, still relevant, still doing his thing, as is E-40. But, man, Too Short, back in the early to mid-80s, was doing his thing. Hip-hop was definitely on the rise as sports continued to grow. And I think this is... What also stands out to me about 84 is, although like Atari and some of the early game systems were around, you didn't really have yet Nintendo to where we would see that it would grow after the NES is released in America. Now, the Nintendo did release one of their consoles on July 15th of 83 as a family computer, or what was Famicom for short. So a lot of people did collect that, but I don't think many of us really had that system. When you think of the complete North America release, Nintendo Entertainment System, they kind of released over the ensuing years in different bundle packs and things like that. But for me, I guess what sticks out for Nintendo, it was a little bit mid-80s, maybe 85, 86, as far as I remember. But we'll have to talk more about that on an upcoming episode. So I know recently a couple of the homies, they hit me up after I did some of these recaps, and they go, "Oh, man, you forgot Fast Times at Ridgemont High." Yes, I did, and I definitely apologize. Can't get it all in, but I love hearing some of the things I did leave out. So when you think of 1984, what were some things that maybe stick out in your mind? Or if you're too young or you weren't even born, do some internet searching. Hit Google and check it out, because I tell you what, the 80s are on a full comeback. Love seeing all the retro, whether it be shoes, whether it be the gaming systems. We saw the NES re-released recently by Nintendo. Those were tough to get their hands on. They re-released the Super Nintendo. those were a little bit easier to cop. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, whatever era you grew up in, you're generally going to fall into liking stuff from that era. But I'll tell you this. I recently, or actually, what was it, late last year, we had the homie on who talked to us about the Chronic album, and that was Amir. He has, his Instagram is Rappin' and Snackin', R-A-P-P-I-N and Snackin'. And this dude is way younger than I am. I think he just turned like 25, and he has a huge love for the hip-hop culture. He has mega collection of hip-hop from the 80s, 90s, and so on. And I tell you, it's not often that you meet someone that wasn't born necessarily into that era or didn't grow up, you know, at the peak age for that era, but he loves and respects the entire scene in terms of hip-hop. So, you know, check him out. He recently got a chance to sync up with Crazy Bone and Spice One. He also was at one of the debuts for G-Funk, which he got a chance to meet Snoop and Warren G. So, you know, dude, the homie's a little bit younger than we are, and I tell you what, he is on an upward path. So check out his YouTube video and, you know, show the homie a little bit of love. But with that, y'all, 20 minutes, ODB. I'm going to continue to do these. If you enjoy them, let me know. Send me a direct message. Text me if you got my number. Messages on Facebook, email us, ourlifestylepodcast@gmail.com. I appreciate y'all listening. And just want to say this is brought to you by All Time Low Magazine. Visit atlmagazine.com and order your subscription, or cop individual issues for $9 each shipped, or make sure you order some gear or other items that they're offering on their website under the shop section. We appreciate y'all. Gotcha. DMT. For you. Fresh. Fresh.
Four, we're the two MCs. We got